Thank you so much for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Hi. Yes, I received a bill a few weeks ago from Costco because my card had been used to, I was told, purchase an app. I called about this a few weeks ago. I'm calling now to make sure that the person I spoke to negated the charges, and I told her I did not order this. I don't know what it is, and I didn't use my card. So can you confirm that for me?
Yes, ma'am. You were calling about the charges on your credit card. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about this experience. Now, what I can do for you, I could be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
Yes. 90260.
Okay. That's going to be 90260. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Can I please have your first and last name?
Yes. First name is Maxie, M-A-X-I. Last name is Cash, C-A-S-H.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
4544 West 154th Street in Lawndale, California.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for the information. Did you enter the contest entry for the Bites Hub for the vacuum cleaner? Is that correct, ma'am?
You know, I thought it was a game. I don't think I even completed it. I just dropped out. I certainly didn't order anything, and I didn't give anyone my card number. I very rarely use my Costco card now.
Okay, I do see that your account has already been canceled out. But what I can do for you, I can offer you a 25% refund going directly back to your account. Now, that could take up to no more than 3 to 5 business days. Do you accept my offer?
25% of what?
Yes, ma'am. Up to $49.87.
Well, you know, that sounds like an easy way out. But I'm kind of concerned about this. Are you related to Costco?
I'm sorry. No, ma'am. And I don't have that information.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering how this happened because I was careless, I guess. But nobody, you know, I didn't see anything telling me that it was a contest? A contest.
Yes, ma'am. Enter the contest entry. And that's going to be for the vacuum cleaner.
Contest entry.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. All right, let me see. So you can charge, you will be charging me 25% of $49.89?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you tell me what that comes to? I'm not
sure.
A math
yes,
person.
Ma'am. Let me go ahead and calculate that up for you, okay? Just give me one moment,
sure.
Please. Okay, ma'am, that's going to be $37.41 going directly back to your account. Do you accept
okay.
my offer?
Just give me a moment, will you, please?
Sure, no worries.
I fell on my head last year, and the concussion
yes,
is
ma'am.
Still with me.
Yes, ma'am.
$37. Okay, I guess this is a lesson learned. I will never play any nonsense games that come up on my phone again. I don't know how else to get out of this because I feel like I'm being extorted. Nothing personal towards you, my dear, but I'm sure you wouldn't let this happen to you.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand that.
Yes. Well, now, so this would be regarded as a payment to my Costco account.
Okay, that's going directly back to your card, which is ending in 1219. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want to go ahead and get your refund of a 25%?
Okay, how does that work?
Yes, ma'am. What I can do for you, I can go ahead and notate your account for that discount. Now, just give me one moment, please.
All right.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please.
No worries.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your confirmation number?
Yeah, just a second, please. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Your confirmation number is CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
166.
Okay. 16. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hear the next.
16. Yes, ma'am. Another six.
Another C.
Okay, that's going to be the number six.
Okay, where are we now? C16C.
No, ma'am. That's
there more?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be CS and Charlie. 166. 54.
I'm sorry, did you say 168?
No, ma'am. That's CS and Charlie. Oh,
right.
You okay? 166. I'm the same way.
Okay. Let me, since you understand, I'm working under a handicap here.
Yes, ma'am. It's okay.
The number is CS and Charlie, 16 Charlie, and what's next?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be CS and Charlie, 166, which is two sixes,
mm-hmm.
54, 52.
Okay, one last time. CS and Charlie, 16, Charlie, another Charlie. 166452.
That's gonna be CS and Charlie.
Yes.
166452.
Oh, I know you're gonna need an aspirin after all this.
No, because I'm the same way. I'm terrible with it.
Oh, okay. If you don't mind, I'm gonna. I know I'm
sure.
Not getting this right. Charlie 166 C 166452. So is it two sets of C 166?
It's going to be C, which is in Charlie.
Right.
166452.
Okay. And this payment will go to my bank, just as it normally would if I'd actually ordered something, correct?
Yes, ma'am. This is going to go directly back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, thank you for your patience.
You are more than welcome. And thank you so... Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
No, I'm just dragging things out here, trying to think of if there's anything else I want to ask you, but I can't think of anything else now, so... I know you don't want me to call back.
Oh, I just want to make sure that you have your confirmation number right. Did you want to repeat that back to me?
Okay. C, Charlie, 1, 6, 6. Charlie, 1, 6, 6. 5, 4, 5, 2.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, I hope you have a nice day and nobody else calls you with ridiculous questions about
it's
things
okay.
that didn't order.
It's okay. That's
thank
what I'm here
so
for.
Thank you so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, yes.
Bye.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye
thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Bye.